You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Let's take your Bibles, go to the book of 2 Corinthians, and orchestra, thank you for being your spot. We'll let you go be seated and bring ushers, the ladies on in as they're getting their kids all to class tonight. Great crowd up in the balcony tonight, great crowd on the lower floor, and it's summertime. But it's just been a great summer. I thank God for you folks. You're wonderful. You're great. And we're doing everything possible to make this a great anniversary week for you. Lord willing, on Wednesday night or for certain next Sunday when you come in, we'll have part of the hallways. You'll be able to walk through there, but we'll have black plastic all over the hallways. We're going to cover the hallways. We're going to put the 50 years around here, and we're going to open it up on July 13th. We'll leave it up perhaps a year, but there's just so much work involved in that. Brother Moyer and Miss Jane and Madison and Jules and the media team, they've been working around the clock for you. I mean, literally many hours, 16-hour days for weeks, and trying to get it set up, and it's going to be a blessing. Ushers, bring folks in, please. And I think you'll really love it. And I saw a picture the other day of Chris Morris as just a little boy. And you'll see all these different pictures for the years. And you'll see COVID. Remember COVID. And you'll have different video, I don't know what you call those things, iPads and things around the room so you can watch things. It's going to take you a while to get through. You're not going to walk through and get it all the first day. So you'll see this building going up in fast motion. And so the tractors and the big equipment is here moving the dirt and then the steel and the concrete and the walls and everything. And you'll see it going built in. And it's quite a thing. And I hope it'll be a blessing to all of you. And I thank God for it. We'll have a list of all of our people that have died as a member of our church. We'll have all the history of the calendars for 50 years. Just so many things. All the mugs for 50 years. And I think it'll be a real blessing to you. We're in 2 Corinthians tonight. And we'll begin in chapter number 8. And I'd like you to read verses 1 through 6. Let's stand together, shall we? 2 Corinthians 8, verses 1 through 6. Did I say 6 or did I say 8? It's chapter 8. I think I said 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 6. Let's read it together. Ready? Begin. Moreover, brethren, prayer. Father, I want to thank you for the great members of North Valley Baptist Church. Thank you for the great crowd that's here on a summer night. And I pray that you'd open our eyes to the scripture. Chapter 8 and chapter 9 are pivotal in the book of 2 Corinthians as we see a giving church. And I thank you for the North Valley Baptist Church. For 50 years they have given. They've given to worldwide missions, given to keep those buses going, given to the printed page and gospel ministry of Bibles and tracts. I thank you for what they've done for the church and building all these buildings, 225,000 square feet of building space, and paid for it all. I thank you for their labor of love. And I pray that tonight as we speak on Christian giving, that you'd open our eyes to the Word of God. in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated as you're seated tonight. One of the great keys in Christian living is to understand stewardship. A steward is one who manages the property, the valuables, the possessions of another. In Luke chapter 16, the Bible says a man came back and he said, give an account of thy stewardship. And he said, well, I know you're a hard man, and I hid my stewardship. And he said, thou art no longer worthy to be a steward. To be a steward is a wonderful privilege. I think sometimes we think 10% belongs to God and 90% belongs to me. It all belongs to God. Everything we have in life belongs to God. Your health, your strength, your wisdom, your mind, everything you have belongs to God. And also in our stewardship, where a man's treasure is, there will his heart be also. If your heart is not in the work of God, it's because your stewardship's not here. It just works that way. The Bible says, Jesus said in Acts chapter, forget the chapter right now, it is more blessed to give than to receive. I think some of you have this gift of giving. Everybody ought to be a giver. Everybody ought to be sacrificing. But some of you are gifted with the 9 gifts of the Spirit. You have the ability to earn money and to make money and deposit money. I believe the Jews, just by nature, not being saved, but by nature, they have the ability to make money historically. It's just that way. But Jews oftentimes place their value in liberal causes. George Soros is a good example. These people that are Jews normally vote liberal. I don't understand it. But they've taken the gift that God gave to them and they abuse it for themselves, for all their causes. This is a church that God says in chapter number 1 of 1 Corinthians, you came behind in no gift. And yet chapter 1, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 through 16, God rebukes them in every chapter. They were going to court against one another. And he says, you ought not to stand before an unsaved judge. There was fornication in the church. There was incest in the church. There was drunkenness at the Lord's table. They were a church out of control. Yet they came behind. God gave them every gift possible. And yet they used it for themselves. Paul rebukes them. And he rebukes them very strong in 1 Corinthians. But they get it right in 2 Corinthians. And we see their stewardship here. And I want you to see Christian giving tonight, that the Bible says in verse 1, moreover, brethren, who's he writing to? Christians. He's writing to the North Valley Baptist Church. Moreover, brethren, we do to the wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. You see, giving is a grace. It is a grace. And God says grace is undeserved favor. I don't deserve the joy to give to God. I think of what this church has done, and one of the reasons for my preaching is getting us ready for the anniversary, not to get more out of you, but to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I was talking to a preacher from Florida this week. He came for the conference, and a same preacher that came from, two preachers that came from Pennsylvania, they're watching undoubtedly tonight, and they said, we are amazed. We're amazed at the fact that your church started 400 churches in the Philippines. I'm amazed too. I'm amazed that God's people for years, about 8 years there, gave and gave and gave and gave, and now 400 churches, and they're all still going. Amen. One pastor is no longer in the ministry, but he passed away in the pastorate. And another graduate came in, all 400 are independent, fundamental, separated, God-fearing Baptist churches. Good. 400 now, we're in Mexico. It's a slower project, it's more expensive, but we're working on 200 churches in Mexico. And we're gonna get that project done. I think of what you've done for the buses. You raised $1.5 million to get those buses out there, but you've run those buses to Brother Flood, 1.6 million riders have come up. This morning, this section was filled with the sea up here. All of that whole section, C Sunday School, bus teenagers, and this is all B Sunday School. And you weren't in your place. You were over there this morning, but that's okay. But all this section with the bus kids. And they come in. We were coming in this morning to after Sunday school, and a bunch of bus girls here, sitting out here, the chairs and the couches, and all in blue jeans, and all of them just sitting out there. And they said, "Hello, Mrs. Treiber." Boy, that blessed my heart. That all those kids would know my wife. They've prayed for her. I'm so grateful for them. I don't have to rebuke them. That's because of God's people sent the money to buy the gasoline, that $5 a gallon diesel fuel to keep those buses running. And you're picking up boys and girls and men and women to the house of God. Amen. It's because of grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. We don't deserve this grace, but God said it's a grace. It is a grace to give. I tell you, I just put my tithe in tonight, and that is a grace to give. And the offerings in, that's a grace to give. And the Bible says, abound in this grace also. Verse 2, how that in the great trial of affliction and abundance of their joy and deep poverty abounded to the riches of their liberality. Here was a church that was in deep poverty. They didn't have any money. I think of that church in Damascus today that got blown up. 22 people died in Damascus today in a Christian church. A suicide bomber went in there and set that thing on fire and bombed in Damascus. I think of all the heartache about that. And that church is a poverty church. I think of how that this church is such a blessed church. We have wealth, we have goodness. And in America, we're wealthy people. But in the deep poverty, oftentimes we'll get a gift for someone at Christmas, and it's from someone that lives on apartment number 204 or apartment 317. And they're living in little apartments with no air conditioning, and yet they give us a gift. That's deep poverty. And God's word says that this church had deep poverty. They didn't have extra money, but in their deep poverty, they said, "We want to give." In the Philippines, in Iloilo right now, these people are making just pennies on the dollar, just making a small amount of money, but the huge amount of money that they're giving to worldwide missions, it's just astronomical. And God's word says, as you give, give out of poverty. Don't give out of your abundance. Give out of your poverty. And the poverty abounded, the riches of the deep liberality. They were liberal with the gift. And then give liberally. We believe in liberalism when it comes to giving. Amen. Look for opportunities. Just look for opportunities. Pastor says, here's an opportunity. Then take it. You say, "Well, I don't have any money." Well, then you can't take it. But you've got $2, you got $5, you got $10. You have take whatever the opportunity is. My wife, I picked her up this morning and was bringing her to church, and she said something. Somebody was preaching, and it led to the conversation. Well, you make a decision every time someone preaches. I do. Every time someone preaches, I make a decision. Every time I walk an aisle, I normally kneel here during youth conference. Every decision, every preaching. But I do that with the offering. I'm in a meeting, the pastor said, "We have a great need tonight. I need 100 people to give $100. I don't have 100, but I'll get $100 before the meeting's over. Because the pastor said I need $100. I'm going to be one of those that can give. I want to be always sitting on ready. That there's a need. There's a rocking chair. I'm going to buy one. I don't have the money, but I'm going to get the money." I'm talking about in liberality, to give liberally. And then he says, look what he says. And praying with us in much entreaty that we'd receive the gift upon the fellowship of the ministry of the saints. And this they did not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves unto the Lord. That's how they could give out of deep poverty. That's how they could give liberally. Because they said, "Lord, here am I. Send me. Here am I. Use me. Here am I. I'll invest in thee." God's people need to take every opportunity we can. The Bible goes on to say in verse number 5, they gave him themselves. And so much that we desire Titus that as he begun, he will also finish in you this same grace also. This is a grace. Giving is a grace. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith, in utterance, in knowledge, in diligence, and your love to us, see that you abound, here it is again, in this grace also. It is called grace giving. Notice verse number 9, Christ's example. But you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read verse number 9. Shall we together really begin? For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, our Savior had heaven's glory at his disposal. But the Father said, I need to send you to go die for their sin. Though he was rich and he had the wealth and he had everything, he became poor for me. Don't make much about money. Don't make a lot about money. Don't talk about money, everything. Well, money, money, money. Don't make it about money. Make it about investing in the Lord's work. Amen. That's where you want to invest your money. We have missionaries and we give to missions. We had them on the prayer page at Men's Prayer last night. All those hundreds of missionaries, and we can pray for them, but we can give to them. We have so many great missionaries, and I read every missionary letter, and they come across, Brother Poos, and your wife puts them on my desk, and I read them all. And I read those, every one, it seems like they have a physical problem these days. It seems like pestilence has touched the missionaries, and then they all have building problems and they all have building issues, but they're all trying to do a great work. We have great opportunity to give to worldwide missions. Amen. Though we are rich in America, we became poor that we through their poverty might be made rich. I'm about done. Look what he says in verse number 10. And herein I give my advice, this is expedient for you, who have also begun before, not only to do, but also forward a year ago. What's he talking about? Well, chapter 9, verse 2. I know the forwardness of your mind, that I boast of you of Macedonia and Achaia that was ready a year ago. You see, they made a decision. We call that faith promise giving. They made a decision. I'm going to give this to worldwide missions. I'm going to give this to the Christian school. I'm going to give this to this area. I'm going to do this for the cause of Christ. Many of you have businesses and you work at businesses and they give things away. Well, always think of the Christian school. Always think of the Christian school. We've had so many beautiful brand new computers given to us. And so many machines given to us and woodworking tools given to us. Why? Because God's people are constantly thinking about this church. And they made a decision a year ago, I'm going to give this by faith. And God says, fulfill it. We're about done. Look what he says in chapter number 9, verse number 6. But I say that he that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. He that soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. Every man according as he purposed in his heart shall let him give, not grudgingly nor necessity, because God loveth a cheerful giver. Sometimes you watch the offering plate, and I'm standing right here, and I'm watching people putting their money in, and their eyes are going down like, I put it in. There it goes. There it goes. I'll see you later. Well, I've never seen that, quite frankly, but I've heard that illustration years ago. And I wonder if that's what we think about investing in the Lord's work. Oh, it's more blessed to give. You know, tonight I'm coming to you on the eve of our anniversary because this has always been, Brother Manley, a giving church. I looked at that note in the bulletin that you called and said, you're going to have a child. Right after that, Leanne, that he inherited from an uncle of 1979. This was 1980, brand new, 1,000 miles on a Porsche. He said, Pastor, I didn't even know I had this kind of relationship with my uncle. He didn't get along with most of my family, but he left me this Porsche. I said, bring it by. And he brought it by the house on a Saturday night, I think. I think it was a Saturday night. I said, can I drive it? He stayed there talking to my wife, who had just had a baby, little Tiffany, 1979. She was about a year old. And that night, I took that down this street and got on the freeway, and just sort of cleaned out the carburetor on it for him. And you've heard this story before, and I came back and I said, Bill, God spoke to me while I was driving this car. You're supposed to give this to me. And he said, no, Pastor, I'm selling it. I said, do you remember? I got excited. Do you remember what I got excited for? He was going to have the down payment for a house. Do you remember that? Probably. I said, you got your house money. This is amazing. God gave you, you're going to be able to get in a house. And I'll never forget, Bill and Leanne agreed. No. We were building a building. And they said, I'm selling it for the building, because my kids are going to need, and there's their son and daughter-in-law and grandsons, they're going to need a Christian school. And I want to sell it for this building. By the way, God gave you a house. It's a miracle how God gave you a house. Leanne worked for us for so many years, never made any money, but she worked here. Brother Bill was so faithful at work up in the post office and ran that post office in Hayward. But God gave them the money, and they bought a house. God's able to make all grace abound. But we get so impatient with God. I remember praying for a house that first year, and the second year, and the fifth year, and the eighth year, and the tenth year, and the 11th year, and the 12th year, and the 15th year, and the 16th year, and the 17th year, and the 18th year, and our 18th year of marriage, God gave us a house. God can do anything He wants to. May I say, our relationship with money, it's been said that you can read a man's character by reading his checkbook ledger. I'm still old-fashioned. I still use a checkbook. I don't know how to do that ATM stuff. I do an ATM, but I don't know how to do all that paying your bills on. They said you can do it cheaper if you pay. I don't know how to do that. I'm not going to learn. But if you look at my checkbook ledger, about every other line says NVBC, NVBC, NVBC. Amen. Because there's so many needs. And God's blessed us. And with that blessing comes a responsibility. I know if you look at my wife's, it's either giving to people or giving to this church. It's more blessed to give.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.